Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Hola! Happy Wednesday. Good morning to you. It's April 3rd. Holy cow. How did we get here? Jay, I like the fact that you refrain from asking me one of the questions posed on our Facebook page. Why do I always wait to do my taxes instead of doing them right away when I get my W-2? That sounds a little judgy to me.
Yeah, not my call. What'd you do with your taxes is your move.
Well, I generally have them done before March Madness. That's usually my goal, but life is very different this year. Very different. But the reason I don't do them in January, sir, is because I work 7 days a week in January during football playoffs, end of regular season, into the playoffs, and all the way through Super Bowl week. It's nonstop. And by the time you get done with Super Bowl week, you feel like you got hit by a Mack truck. Jay knows now for the first time. He went on vacation as soon as the Super Bowl was done because it was too much. Now they had their pre-planned vacation, but yeah, it's and that's another reason, right? So Jay was on vacation and it makes the show a lot more work on this end. Lots of reasons, but this year mostly because it's a very, very different. We had 75 thank you notes to write, which by the way are done.
Oh, you finished?
Yeah. Nice. Photos, family stuff, just the photos are not done, but they will be by this weekend. It's one of the reasons why we're not doing anything fun for my birthday. I'm so sad. I'm so old and boring.
That's not accurate, though, because you are doing something fun for your birthday. It's just not going to happen that
day. On your birthday, right. That's true. Good point. Thank you, Jay. Thank you for being the silver lining guy. I will feel better about getting stuff done.
Exactly.
Like my taxes.
It's going to be a good weekend. And then it's going to be a great weekend next weekend.
Especially if this surprise dessert turns out as advertised.
I think it's going to be good.
Are you expecting to try some? What if I smuggle you some?
If you smuggle me some,
I'll smuggle you some. We'll see how it goes. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Yes, it's the first week in April. And holy cannoli, we're in good shape, right? We've got 4 straight nights of basketball coming up. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, in which we'll go from Final Fours down to national champs. And I'm going to assume, though you know what happens when you assume, we're going to see even greater record numbers in the women's game. 12.3 million viewers on average for Iowa LSU. The most watched women's college basketball game on record. They've never had more viewers for one women's basketball game, regardless of network, regardless of date, regardless of teams. LSU, Iowa, not even a Final Four game. 12.3 million viewers. And it was on cable, right? It wasn't even on major network, so ABC. It was on ESPN instead. But incredible. Apparently the ad spots are all sold out for every game that Iowa plays in, including that one. And yes, you could say this is all about Caitlin Clark, and it certainly has a lot to do with her and her star power. It's a meteoric rise in popularity. But I love the fact that Iowa plays great team basketball. And as Kim Mulkey told us on Monday night, Caitlin Clark can't beat you by herself. And that's so true. That's why it was a great tussle against LSU. It was worthy of the stage and certainly worthy of the people who tuned in. But I can imagine we're going to have even greater numbers moving forward for the Final Four. And also the men's basketball tournament is giving us record viewership as well. So it's fantastic. Really excited about what's to come this weekend. Plus my taxes. In addition, we've got our final four categories for these next, well, the rest of this show, and then three more shows consecutively. On this edition of the show, you're welcome. Final four ice cream flavors. Raise your hand, or maybe mentally raise your hand if you're going to eat ice cream or resist eating ice cream. You're going to have to work really hard to resist eating ice cream on this day. Shoot, I think I'm going to get some ice cream.
I'm eating it.
I'm going to the grocery store in an hour. Well, that's if my tire light doesn't actually mean I have a flat tire. Oh, no. I think I'm going to need you to not leave right away.
Oh, my God. But don't worry about that right now.
Okay, let's not worry. I tried. For the last 3 hours, I put it in the back of my mind that my tire light is on, and I don't know why. I still don't know why. It doesn't matter right now. I'm sitting. I'm not moving. It's irrelevant. Sort of.
I'll wait for you, though.
Thanks, Jay. So ice cream, except what happens if I get to the grocery store, I've got my groceries, I get in the car to go home, and then something happens with my tire, and the ice cream melts.
That would be tragic. That'd be worse than the tire.
It would. I'd have to go back into Walmart, put it into the freezer again, and just stand there and hang out with my ice cream.
You'd have to call Bob to come get the ice cream first.
Well,
bring that home, and then come back.
Oh, and then come back and get me.
Priorities, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like the ice cream that much. I would just have to put it out next to the car. It is in the 40s right now, so I suppose there's a chance it could stay. Nah, it would be soupy.
It's a warm 40.
It would be soupy. Anyway, maybe I've got to reconsider the ice cream purchase on this Wednesday morning. I hope that you're enjoying your week. We're halfway through now. It's our hump show. And if you missed hearing your question on Ask Amy Anything, I always go back and answer the ones that I can answer quickly. But you can also catch it on our podcast, as well as Monty Poole, who joined us live during our second hour from NBC Sports Bay Area about the Golden State Warriors. They've won 5 in a row, season long. There certainly is a case to be made for Draymond Green and his moment in the final minute that could put him in the category for block of the year. Although, I don't know. Shoot, don't tell me. Who was it that hit his head on the rim? Shoot, remind me.
I ain't never jumped that high in my life.
Oh, my gosh. Don't tell me. Anthony Edwards.
Yes.
Anthony Edwards hit his head on the rim when he was making what I kind of felt like was the block of the year.
That was sick!
Wait, but was that the dunk or the block?
Remember, in two
consecutive games, he had a dunk of the year and a block of the year.
Hurt himself on both plays.
Hit his head on the rim and dislocated his finger on the rim. I think that was the dunk. But yes, that was...
I hit my head.
That was Alan Horton talking about it. That was sick!
Sick!
Like I told you in the past, funny thing is, that's exactly who Alan was when we went to college together. He's maybe not quite as loud, but he spoke just like that. Same voice. Anyway, so Anthony Edwards had a candidate for dunk of the year, but certainly Draymond Green did as well. And who knows what's gotten into the Warriors? Maybe a sense of urgency, according to Gary Payton. Oh, yeah, our backs are against the wall. All right, well, too little too late. I mean, that could be the issue because you're sitting in 10th place. But yeah, it was pretty sweet. And so to hear Tim Roy's call, now this is against the Mavericks, right? And Luka Doncic has a triple-double and the Mavericks are in the top five right now in the Western Conference. So good test for the Warriors. And this is Dre.
Wiggins on the screen, gets Pajemski on the switch. Pajemski wants the challenge. Doncic penetrates over to Irving, puts it on the deck to the paint, finds Gafford, goes in, blocked by Draymond! Ripped the ball away, saved it to Thompson! What a play by Draymond! Curry will come up the floor. Draymond Green with his block of the year. Draymond with the dribble. Gets Curry on a screen. Right side, Draymond powers his way in, scores a driving layup! Warriors 100, Dallas 92.
Tim Roy on the Warriors radio network. Yeah, the play came in the final 90 seconds of this game against the Mavericks. Mavericks had trimmed all but a few points off what was a double-figure lead, so they were surging and looking for this win because they're battling the Pelicans for what is the five spot right now in the West. If you haven't seen it, it's on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. Draymond goes up against Gafford and uses his big old palm to just palm the ball. But then as he does it, he palms it down and he grabs it with both hands, but he loses his balance. And so then he's walking a tightrope trying to save the ball from going underneath the hoop, out of the end line. And he's doing it before he falls out of bounds and he saves it to Klay Thompson. So it was definitely sick. It was definitely one of those moments that you'll want to watch over and over again. Now, is it enough to save the Warriors, make them a contender? Who knows? They've been so inconsistent. But it is impressive what Draymond Green has done on defense and the way that they've now won for their last five games by holding opponents to 100 points or fewer. This is the NBA. You have to work hard to not score 100 points. I mean, these days, 130 is more common than, say, 92. And yet that's what the Warriors are capable of. And so, again, get the conversation with Monty Poole on our podcast because kind of talk to him about how dangerous they can be and why this great defensive surge all of a sudden as they've won five in a row. But yeah, big deal holding the Mavs at bay, hanging on for the win. And even Chris Paul begrudgingly had to give Dre his due.
I told Dre, man, that might be one of the best plays I'd have ever seen in my career. And I'm not exaggerating, man. If you just see the heart, you know what I mean? Somebody like me who likes defense, I can appreciate it, you know, and it's well documented, me and Dre's relationship before I got here. But it's something to see night in and night out, man, the way he competes. And he willed us to this win tonight.
Man, Draymond's special. Very special. Defensive mastermind. You know, he's everywhere. You know, he's everywhere. He's got everyone's back. You know, that's what gives everyone else, you know, the advantage to just play freely, you know, defensively, because you know you have Draymond behind you. He's going to pick up any slack or anything that happens.
You take the good, you take the bad. That's the thing with Draymond. You get all or sometimes you get nothing when he gets ejected 4 minutes into a game. We talked about that with Monty, too, because Steph Curry was really upset about it. And you even have other guys on other teams recognizing the value of Draymond Green, like PJ Washington.
I think Draymond's a great player for them. Obviously, he's like the quarterback for them. He pretty much runs the offense. And, he had assists, rebounds, and he did his part on the defensive end, getting four steals.
Yeah. It's a big deal. But do the Warriors really have the scoring, the depth, to be able to, I don't know, surprise another team in a full seven-game series or even a five-game series? Do they still have five-game series? I don't even know anymore. That's not true.
Well, with the play-ins, what is it, like three now? Or
three,
one?
Yes, yeah. Right. But remember last year in a game seven in Sacramento in what was the official first round, they were able to win on the road. Now they have trouble winning at home, so it's the complete opposite. I don't know. This window with Steph Curry seems to be closing. I'm myself kind of nervous about this idea that Klay Thompson might play somewhere else. That seems all sorts of wrong, especially since he's such a big fan of the show. You know, he is, Jay. He said it himself. We have the evidence of
this.
It
is Klay Thompson,
see,
four-time champion with the Golden State Warriors. You're listening to one of the best shows in America. After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
See what I mean?
You just have to request a trade to somewhere that just carries our affiliate is all. I'm sure you would. That would be number one on his list.
That's right. He can't go to a city or to an NBA franchise and not be within earshot of one of our affiliates.
He would decline the trade instantly.
He will not sign anywhere that doesn't feature CBS Sports Radio. It's one of his top requests. Is he going to be called a diva for that? I will only go where I can listen to my CBS Sports Radio.
It's important to him. He needs it. Yeah. You know, got to give him his demands for that one.
And he didn't even say one of the best sports radio shows in America. He said one of the best sports shows in America.
You're listening to one of the best shows in America.
Oh, sorry. Shows in America.
After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
See, here's the thing. He didn't even limit us to sports. Well, because, you know, we're not straight sports. Who wants to stick to sports?
Whatever we got to talk about, Veal, he's there for it.
We'd rather talk Final Four ice cream flavors.
I could see Clay being in on that conversation.
Absolutely. How about famous duos, which is our next category? Do you think that he would write in and put Steph and Clay, the Splash Brothers?
I think he would. I think it'd be fair.
Especially now that he's back in the starting lineup?
Yeah.
All right.
That's a fair one. I talk about famous duos. I mean, they're arguably up there with any given famous duo that there is, right?
Yeah, sports or otherwise. That's for sure. Although, past their prime, we'll see if they can run it back.
I've said that before.
That's true. He is back in the starting lineup. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So that whole thing about Warriors come out to play, that actually hasn't worked out well for Houston. They did win the 11 in a row, but have dropped a couple now, including last night to the T-Wolves. So they're three games back of the Warriors in the Western Conference standings with just a handful of games left. Believe it or not, just a handful of games to go. As for the Lakers, they continue to win. They're staying out in front. Had no trouble with the Raptors in Toronto. And so now it's 7 wins in 8 games. You would think people would be talking to LeBron James about the playoffs and about the depth of the team because D'Angelo Russell had a big game last night. I think 4 of their starters were in double figures. Oh, no. Number one story around LeBron James is that his son, Bronny, is entering the transfer portal.
Bronny's his own man. He has some tough decisions to make. And when he's ready to make those decisions, he'll let us all know. But as his family, we're going to support whatever he does.
I'm just kind of intrigued by this whole thing. I know it hasn't been what he expected at USC. I get that. And part of it was because of the heart issues. But I am intrigued that someone as famous as Bronny is now in the transfer portal. I've heard from athletes how it works, too. It's not what you think. You don't fill out a bunch of information. You don't submit highlights. You essentially just put your name in there. And coaches go in. They can ask for more about you. But just there are more than 1,100 men's college basketball players in the transfer portal. Unless you know a particular player is going in, and that's kind of what happens, right? You'll get coaches who will, on the down low, somehow reach out to a player for another team. We know this happens. And say, hey, if you get into the transfer portal, I'll come get you. Which is, it's a little bit sus. I mean, it's more than a little bit sus. Yeah. But it's same kind of idea as, hey, let's pay you for NIL, wink, wink, when it's actually pay for play. So there's all kinds of issues. But 1,100 players, if you're not Bronny, don't you just get lost in the shuffle?
I'm just thinking even Bronny, he's got to go to a spot where he's going to play. Because I'm just thinking about the draft and how LeBron's always said that he's going to go to the team for his last year and play 1 year with Bronny in the NBA. Are we sure Bronny's going to the NBA? I mean, I'm looking at the mock draft for this year. Zach Edey, he's projected to go like mid-second round. And this is Zach Edey we're talking about. So right. Bronny hasn't done anything at the college level yet. So I'm not.
Who is projected to go number one?
I don't remember the name. I think he's from the G League team, the Ignite or whatever.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever, so not a college player.
It could be international, actually. I'm not sure. But yeah, he's not a college player.
So Bronny in the transfer portal, along with 1,100 plus other men's college basketball players. And I know I'm probably one of the few who cares about the education implications, but there's that too. I don't have any issues with athletes being in charge of where they go play. I've always hated the idea that you lose a year of eligibility if you transfer. That doesn't even make any sense. Why would you lose a year of eligibility? I think it was in large part to prevent players from just jumping around. But what does that mean for your education?
I don't know about transfers, credits transferring, and if majors, if you take a course there, do you got to take it again? I don't know.
Right.
And
maybe there are some of these athletes who are doing it because of education, but the majority are not. You know, the majority are doing it because they're unhappy with their situation, their playing time, their coach. Maybe they want to be on a team that wins. They see another team that's getting a lot of airtime, a lot of TV time, or in some cases, maybe it's the NIL money. Right? They enter the transfer portal because another school offers them more money.
Like free agency.
Exactly.
Why not? It's there to take. So if they're offering it to you.
But what does this mean for education? Again, is my question. That's the tough part.
It takes a back seat.
It definitely is taking more of a back seat now, for sure. All right. So a little more on the NBA. Oh, and a story from the Phillies that you've got to hear. It's fantastic. It's the type of stuff that movie scripts are made of, although it'd be a short movie, but it could be short form. It could be what are those called? Not shorts. There's another word for them. I guess just short film.
Yeah, short film.
All right. It could be one of those. Good morning to you. It could be a trailer. It's After Hours.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Amy Lawrence, our home show here on this Wednesday on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
The 76ers with a chance to tie or take the lead. 101-99. Lowry across midcourt. Hands off to Oubre. They're going to play middle pick and roll with Embiid. Oubre bounces to Joel. Joel from 14 straight away. Bucket, it's good. Tie game. 101-101. Josh Giddey guarded by Embiid. And Embiid stole the ball. He drives. Holmgren's back there. Embiid goes up. Collision. Foul. Blocking call. Joel Embiid stole the ball and drove three quarters the length of the court. Here's Tobias Harris for the line. He's got 17 points in the game. He can make it a four-point game, and he does. It's a two-possession game, which actually you can't joke about because if you missed them both, they could fire from half court and tie the game. But this has sealed it as he makes one out of two. They rebound, and there it is, the final buzzer. The Sixers beat the Thunder 109-105.
Getting you to the good half of your week. It's the Hump Show on After Hours.
Welcome back to Joel Embiid. 2 months on the shelf, rehabbing a meniscus issue in his left knee. And he said in front of his locker after this game that he is out of shape. And he actually used the word fat. I am not body shaming. That was the word that came out of Joel's mouth. I'm fat. It's tough audio, so we won't play it. But just trust me. He said he's out of shape and he's fat. He also talked about the fact that this particular injury coming off of his MVP season, I know the team didn't capitalize and make it any farther in the playoffs, but he said this particular injury was actually a lot tougher than others that he's dealt with. And so he did the interview post-game on TNT.
Man, a lot. I would say usually, you know, when I get hurt, and I just, you know, move on to the next one. I'm like, you know, you know, to the next one. This one was a little, it took a toll mentally. You know, I just want to come back. You know, I think we got a chance, even, you know, the level that I'm at, and I'm only going to get better. But, you know, this one was probably the hardest by far, you know, especially mentally.
He talked about how it was depressing and that he really struggled with that over the course of the last 2 months. That makes sense. Even though he has dealt with injuries and theoretically could still have many more years in his career, when it's your entire ecosystem playing a sport and you feel like you have an opportunity and it goes by the wayside because of an injury. I mean, think Aaron Rodgers. He talked about how dejected, how heartbreaking it was for him when 4 plays into his new career or this new lease on life with the Jets, he tears his Achilles and he knows he's done for a year. As much as he wanted to tease us and pretend like he was coming back in record time, he knew for the most part that he was out for a year. But Joel, even though he would tell you he's out of shape, and he certainly is carrying a little more weight, but that stands to reason since he couldn't work out much. 24 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists, 3 steals. He did have 6 turnovers, but as you hear with Tom McGinnis on the, I almost said Phillies, on the Sixers radio network, has a huge play down the stretch, offense, defense. He's exactly what the team needs. However, there is much angst in the Eastern Conference. So that's the Sixers, right? This is not a team that's sitting in the second place spot there. Without Joel Embiid, they faded to 8th. They're barely above 500 right now in the play-in tournament. Then you've got the New York Knicks, who at one point felt like they could be a 3 seed in the East, maybe even the 2. They've been inconsistent. Now they've dropped 3 in a row. And so they've fallen back into a tie with the Magic. That just blows my mind. Back into a tie with the Magic in that 4 spot. But while the Magic are surging, they're going the wrong direction. Now they're still game and a half ahead of the Pacers. And they could, I guess, theoretically put some pressure on the Cavs. But this is not where they expected to be in the 4 or 5 spot. They felt like they had a much better shot to be top 3 in the East. They've had some injuries, of course. They're playing without, is it Ananobi and Randall?
And Mitchell Robinson was out for a long time, too.
So they're playing, they're dealing with some injuries. But Tom Thibodeau believes it's a much bigger problem, that his star point guard is not getting the respect he deserves.
He's getting fouled. It's really, yeah, I hate to say it, it's that simple. He's getting fouled. 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 He's getting fouled.
I love how he starts that whole soliloquy by saying, I hate to say it. Wait, we have to hear it again.
He's getting fouled. It's really, yeah, I hate to say it. It's that simple. He's getting fouled. He's getting fouled.
Uh-huh.
He's getting fouled.
I got it.
He's getting fouled.
Right.
He's getting fouled.
Thank you.
He's getting fouled.
Okay.
Hates to say it, though.
Hates to say it. Now, that definitely is a Hall of Fame candidate, but you may recall we had a different head coach in the Eastern Conference who chose to take the referees to task. By the way, Tom was talking about Jalen Brunson, in case you didn't figure that out. But we had a different head coach in the Eastern Conference who pointed to his star guard and I would say used a different tactic in trying to raise awareness for fouls.
It's a complete crap.
Wait, I thought you were going to go back to the part about how Scotty Barnes is going to be the face of this league. Oh, no, let's hear it. It's so fun.
We have a star players on our team as well.
Or Darko.
How's possible is Scotty Barnes, who is all-star caliber player in this league, he goes every single time to the rim with force and trying to get to the rim without flopping and not trying to get foul calls. He gets 2 free throws for the whole game. How's that possible? How are you going to explain that to me? They had to win tonight? If that's the case, just let us know so we don't show up for the game. Just give them a win. But that was not fair tonight. And this is not happening first time for us. Scotty Barnes is going to be all-star. He's going to be the face of this league. And what's happening over here during whole season, I've been holding you back. It's a complete crap.
He's getting fouled. He's getting fouled. He's getting fouled. He's getting fouled. he's getting fouled.
Which tactic is more effective? The repetition until you want to poke a fork in your eye with Tom Thibodeau. That's as animated as he gets in front of the microphone.
He's getting fouled.
Right. Or Darko. It is a complete crap.
It's a complete crap.
Every now and then I say that just privately in my own home.
I think Darko's is more effective, to be honest. So? Personally, yeah.
And the way that he says flopping is my favorite.
Scotty Barnes.
No, it's my favorite. It's the flopping. Flopping. It's awesome. I need more Darko rants in my life. And yet, he did not make it into the Hall of Fame. What are we doing wrong? What are we doing wrong?
That wasn't our fault. I voted for him.
I voted for him, too. That's classic Hall of Fame.
It's democracy.
Any chance we could just slip him back into the next induction just to see if he fares better?
We could. I mean, he's going to compete with the other candidates. But
let's think about it. Hey, are you ready for this tweet? At A Law Radio, I was literally eating ice cream as you were asking the question about Final Four ice cream flavors. Guess I was ahead of the game when you asked if people were going to buy ice cream later on. Well, I suppose, like you'll hear, a baby's born every second in the United States. So there's a baby being born right now. Someone has to be eating ice cream right now.
Oh, hundreds of people. Hundreds of thousands of people,
hundreds
I imagine.
Hundreds of thousands of people in the United States eating ice cream right now?
It's very popular.
It is, but it's also, I mean, it's cold in a lot of places. We got a caller from Wisconsin. He was driving in 8 inches of snow.
I didn't know it had to be warm to eat ice cream.
That's true. Good point. I don't know. What's wrong with you, Amy? But also, even at our most remote time zone, so it right now would be 12:30 in the morning Hawaii time, 1:30 in the morning Alaska time. Yeah, that could be prime time
sounds
ice
like
cream
a good time
eating.
For ice cream.
Yeah. How come we don't have any? This is not good planning on our parts.
We have a machine here on the floor that
I've never tried it.
I've never tried it, and the thing is, I've never seen anyone come to like restock it. So, and you can't see it. So I don't know how long those ice creams have been in there.
But I don't think they're ice creams. I thought it was like soft serve.
No, it's like ice creams. They have like...
So we could get an ice cream sandwich?
Yes, absolutely. They got that. They got like Oreo cookie bars, like the... Not chocolate tacos. Those are gone.
Chocolate tacos.
What else am I thinking of? What are they called? Snow cones, I think, are in there.
Snow cones?
Yeah. You know those ones that have like the three colors on them, like the blue?
But they have a wrap. They're in a wrapping?
Yeah.
How can you keep the... ice cold and in snow cone form. Wow.
But I've never seen anyone come to change that machine or stock it. So
no.
I don't know. It's sketchy.
And there could be none in there. We just lose our money, which routinely happens.
Should I try it in the break?
You should. Do you want some change?
I might.
Okay. Final Four ice cream flavors, because your Final Four categories are back, baby. They're back. I wonder if anyone asked Ricardo Pinto his Final Four ice cream flavors. They should. He's the man of the hour in Philadelphia. What a story. Seriously, what a day. And Jay and I revealed our third and four seeds in the Final Four ice cream flavor bracket. But neither one of us is going mint chocolate chip in our first two, in our top two. And I am blown away by the number of you who feel the need to put mint chocolate chip. It's a waste. It's a waste. It's a waste of Final Four spot.
It's a waste of invention and resources.
They use food coloring in it. No, it's like red velvet. They dye it red. No.
I have no time for mint chocolate chip.
No, me either. I, as ice creams go, it's way down. We're talking bottom tier. We're talking 16 seed. Actually, I don't even think it makes it to Dayton. Not even first four.
Crap.
Oh dear. Okay, on Twitter, After Hours CBS, Jay's retweeting, and then also on our Facebook page, other than mint chocolate chip. Here's our latest sports update.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Flopping.
Flopping with the ice cream.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It is a sound and a musical ditty that is synonymous with ice cream. Except I'm thinking they're not going to have most of the flavors that we want. Final four ice cream flavors. Let's get it. You can find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS, on our Facebook page. I mean, what more could you ask for on a Wednesday morning than to daydream about ice cream? I suppose it's not National Ice Cream Day. Can we make it? Can we declare it National Ice Cream Day? Why not?
I don't know that it's not.
Good point. Good point. Let's talk to Tom, who's in Maryland. Tom, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Chip and mint's got to be in your Elite Eight. Got to be.
Mint chocolate chip?
Yes.
Ugh, I don't know about
that. It's in my top five.
Oh, well, you only get vanilla, four.
Vanilla chocolate butter pecan.
Butter pecan, all right.
Chip and mint, cherry vanilla. And when I worked at a company called Swan's Ice Cream, which I think you may have heard of, If you didn't carry plenty of cherry vanilla and chip and mint on your truck at Christmas time, you were in trouble.
Oh, those are two really popular ones, huh?
At Christmas time, because people wanted that on their dinner or decorations to feed their guests.
That I can imagine. So it's not about what it tastes like. It's about how it looks.
Well, it's got to be taste, too. Mm. But I can... Hands down, vanilla was always the top seller year-round.
That's interesting, but also kind of boring, don't you think?
No.
Oh. Okay.
Because you can do anything with it.
That's true. And see, when I have vanilla, which I do currently have in my freezer, I put it on top of baked goods, so oatmeal apricot bars or chocolate chip cookies or anything like that. So, yes, you can dress it up and add all kinds of toppings.
Yep.
All right.
So, well, vanilla's got to be the champion. It's number one seller everywhere.
As long as it's not mint chocolate chip, but you're probably right. Now, is it vanilla natural, homemade, vanilla bean? Which one?
I just use regular vanilla, just regular for me.
All right.
It's never not in my freezer.
Wow. I guess you are the most popular guy in the neighborhood.
Well, it used to be. I don't work for Swan's anymore.
Did you get free ice cream?
Of course.
Oh, Jay, we need to quit and start a new career. Ice cream salesman.
In.
Well, I didn't say it was company approved.
Oh, dear. He's calling us from jail. Did you accept the collect call? Ice cream thief.
Now, that was 30 years ago I worked there. Gotcha. But anyway, last night on my way home, I drive Uber over in Baltimore, and I live on the Eastern Shore.
Okay.
And it right into Burger King. I need an ice cream cone, please. That was my order.
Nice. I like it. But you're telling us vanilla is by far the most popular.
By far the most popular.
Okay, because of its versatility. I get it. Versatile.
Because of versatility.
Versatile vanilla. That's got to be number one, he says. All right, Tom. Yep. Well, it's good to talk to you. Thanks so much for the insight. You too.
Bye.
Let's talk to our friend Chicago Johnny, who is listening and wants to weigh in on his final four ice cream flavors.
Amy, how are you? Haven't talked to you for a while. I'm not going to talk to you about football. I'm going to save that.
Oh, okay. It's not football season.
I'm going to give you my final four flavors.
Okay.
Number four is Rocky Road.
Yep. Oh, that's me.
Number three is Rocky Road.
I'm sensing a pattern.
Number two is Rocky Road. Number one is Rocky Road. I will not eat any other ice cream
but
Rocky Road.
Wow.
That's all I eat. Rocky Road.
You're militant about your ice cream, huh?
Yes, I am. Mm. That's the only one that I'll eat. If you don't have it, I don't eat it.
Oh. So you go without if there's no Rocky Road.
I'll go without. Go without. So I go and buy it at the store, or if a restaurant has it, I'll order it.
Okay, well, here's the thing, though. S'mores is kind of close. How about chocolate marshmallow? That's kind of close.
Yeah. Chocolate marshmallow. Right. Yes. Yeah. Okay. I mean, it doesn't have to have the penis, but there's just something about that chocolate. It's a different chocolate, and that's my choice.
All right.
I will not eat anything else but Rocky Road.
I feel like you've earned that right as a mobster.
No comment. No comment.
No comment.
I got one more thing to say, and then I'll let you go.
Okay.
Right? Don't listen to anybody. They want to know about Chicago sports. You want to know the real truth? Talk to Chicago Johnny. I get the real truth.
Oh, gotcha.
That's the bottom line.
All right. We're not talking football today.
No. Because I got that saved. Because I got a great story for you.
Okay.
But I'm not doing it.
But I look forward to it.
You want to know about Chicago teams? Call Chicago Johnny.
All right.
Now, you have a good day.
Thank you.
And
eat some Rocky Road.
I will.
Okay.
Now I'm going to go buy some tomorrow.
Nice.
I'm going to have some. You did?
Bye, Johnny.
Bye-bye.
He's a hoot and funny as heck. We met him in person, of course, in Las Vegas at the Mob Museum, and he's that funny in person, too. He's all about the Rocky Road. He'd rather not eat ice cream than to eat anything other than Rocky Road.
Man knows what he wants.
All right, are you ready, Jay, to reveal your top two seeds in your bracket?
I'm ready.
Go.
Number two. Coming in at number two, Haagen-Dazs pistachio.
Isn't that green?
It's white, actually.
It's white.
It's like the only pistachio that isn't green.
I did not know that you were a pistachio guy.
Yeah, I am. I thought you might recoil a little bit.
Do you think that's your Cinderella?
I don't think it's a favorite, but okay. I think it deserves to be there.
All right.
I think people would bet on it.
Okay.
And number one is Baskin-Robbins Oreo cookies and cream.
So you have a particular brand you have to have.
For my top two.
Haagen-Dazs and Baskin-Robbins.
Yeah.
Okay. Got you. Well, I'm going to repeat. My four seed is Rocky Road. My three seed is not also Rocky Road. My three seed is the Maine Blackberry. But there's also a Maine Blueberry. I like them both. Anyway, we'll go with the Maine fruit. My number two, now it can't just be chocolate peanut butter. It has to be chocolate peanut butter chunk. You know the one that you got the chunks of peanut butter?
Massive difference.
Stop it. Chocolate peanut butter chunk. And my number one, my overwhelming UConn top seed, overall top seed. And I don't only eat it in this brand, but Breyers chocolate chip is my favorite. But I will eat chocolate chip of any kind. Not chocolate chunk, not chocolate Oreo, chocolate cookies and cream.
So not cookies and cream, chocolate chip.
No, not cookies and cream.
Gotcha.
I don't want the cream. I just want the ice cream with the chocolate chips.
I see.
In fact, when I make my own chocolate chip at home, I get vanilla ice cream, pile on the chocolate chips.
So how about chocolate chip cookie dough? It didn't make either of our lists. Popular flavor.
Right, well, but I think it was. It was a popular flavor for a long time. Ben and Jerry's made it really popular, and then it kind of
dying.
It kind of faded.
It got hit by the transfer portal.
It's no longer one of the blue bloods of Final Four ice cream flavors. So yeah, we've got so many of your responses, which is awesome. We knew this would be a great way to start our Final Four ice cream flavors. Maple walnut, that's a real good one too. I like that one. I've been hearing a bunch about fish food.
I know that.
Ben and Jerry's fish food and Ben and Jerry's half baked.
That would be, honestly, I might amend my three of vanilla and put that one in there because that's
which
so
one?
Good.
Half baked?
Half baked, yeah.
Half baked.
Delicious.
Okay. All right. So anyway, check it out. We'll go through more of these as we head into the rest of the week, but we're going to have to move on to Final Four famous duos, raspberry chocolate chunk That one's interesting.
Raspberry chunks in
there? I could do a good mocha or a good coffee ice cream as well, but those would be Elite Eight. They would not be in the Final Four.
Not for me either,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, chocolate chip. That's
those are first four in, actually, for me. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so make sure you check it out either on Twitter, After Hours CBS, Jay's retweeting, or also on our Facebook page. I'm sure we'll have a ton more answers even as we get back to you coming up on this Wednesday night. And if you haven't seen the story of Ricardo Pinto, do it. Poor guy. Gets called up from AAA by the Phillies on Tuesday. They don't have a plane. They put him in a car. He gets stuck in traffic for 8 hours. He arrives in Philadelphia at the ballpark in the fourth inning. They need him. After a quick warm-up, he goes and he pitches 4 innings. He gets his first ever career save after 5 years of not appearing in the majors. What a day. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.